WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A consultant has been hired by the Bryan City Council to turn the former municipal golf course into a super park.
Between now and the end of September, Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says one of the consultant's responsibilities is collecting opinions.
We'll start the stakeholder meetings probably later, possibly later this month. So you have the little leagues and the soccer clubs and experience Bryan College Station and all those other groups that we'll want to include as stakeholders.
Councilman Ruben Marine pointed out there will be 7 public meetings this summer.
We want it to be the entire city of Bryan, the citizens of Bryan that give their input so we can develop the park with what they want. So just want to make sure and emphasize that is on there so the citizens see that. In, what is that, June and July? We'll start that.
Right.
Unspent general fund money will pay for the unbudgeted $487,000 for the first phase. After that, the consultant could get between $1 and $4 million more for the final design and supervising the construction of what could be somewhere between a $10 and $50 million super park. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yesterday's Brazos County Commissioners Court meeting included the announcements of 2 retirements. One is the general manager of the Brazos County Expo, Tom Quarles. Commissioner Sammy Catalino was among those thanking Quarles, who has been at the Expo more than 11 years before it was built.
Where we are today in the Expo, Tom's had a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of work to make it, to get it where it is today. Everybody that has ever been to the Expo, his appreciation goes to Tom for letting that happen. And I know that we'll miss him at the county, and the Expo will too.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the longtime director of the health department, Ken Bost, is also retiring.
Ken's been there 34 years, I think, so he's been with the health district for a long time, and he's done a great job over there. I know we're going to miss him.
Quarles is leaving April 30th and Bost in mid-July. The county judge says the new health department director will be selected by the county city governing board, while county commissioners will pick the new Expo general manager. The Bryan School District is in its 4th month of the district's 2nd new busing plan of the school year. School Board President Mark McCall describes what he calls the mid-year correction as a tough struggle.
Our transportation director was out with pneumonia for about 3 weeks at the worst possible time. Mm-hmm. So there were some areas that were outside of our control, outside of control of the district. And, you know, we had a large number of the district staff that were there every morning in the transportation building that were able to fill in, but that wasn't they're not the pros.
McCall, speaking on our show, says Bryan ISD is on the right track to getting thousands of students to school safely and on time. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 47 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with 2 of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fund Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fund Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fund Pools.
Good morning at 710. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather, brought to you by United Roofing. For over 40 years, locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks and replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the United pros take care of your commercial and residential roof repair and replacement. Call 846-ROOF. Or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm today. Temperatures will recover nicely, hitting 75 to 80 later today. It'll start to cloud up overnight, unfortunately. It'll be breezy, 60 to 65. Clouds tomorrow morning, a few peaks of sunshine developing. Breezy with a chance of an afternoon shower, 80 to 85. A few showers are possible tomorrow night, breezy, 65 to 70. Windy with showers and thunderstorms Friday and high of 80 to near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball picking up the big win last night over Texas, 6-5, in another version of the Lone Star Series on the diamond. Coach Rob Childress after the win.
Just a super environment, as good as you could ask for. Couldn't be more grateful, thankful, appreciative of the 12th man showing up in full force tonight. Great energy from the word go.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, talking about that big victory, also touching on plenty of other Aggie sports, as well as some Major League Baseball from last night, and even NBA. Yes, Scott, NBA. All that more coming up in sports.
It's the last day of the regular season, is that correct?
Today is, yes, of the NBA season.
Yeah. Now, remember, the playoffs end in June.
They're going to end a little earlier this year, because they got started. I think they'll end in May.
Oh, good. So we've only got another
May 31st.
Month.
But
yeah.
That's the thing. Everybody complains about how long the baseball season is. Basketball is longer.
Yeah, and you can turn both of them off if you want.
I think people complain about both, they just don't watch.
Hey, the best part of the A&M win last night, aside from beating Texas, is having Ben McDonald have to sit there and watch A&M win.
Yeah,
that was neat. Yeah, so anyhow. Of course, we're hearing some of the stuff coming out of Mark Zuckerberg's testimony yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But if we pick out some other pieces, this is actual testimony from yesterday. Some of the senators don't seem to understand exactly what Facebook is, which is fine because I don't either. But I'm just saying, these are the guys who lead our country, okay?
How do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service?
Senator, we run ads.
I see.
If I buy a Ford and it doesn't work well and I don't like it, I can buy a Chevy. If I'm upset with Facebook, what's the equivalent product that I can go sign up for?
That's Lindsey Graham.
Instagram.
Well, the second category that I was going to talk about are...
I'm not talking about categories. I'm talking about is there real competition you face? Because car companies face a lot of competition. If they make a defective car, it gets out in the world, people stop buying that car, they buy another one. Is it an alternative to Facebook in the private sector?
Yes, Senator. The average American uses 8 different apps to communicate with their friends and stay in touch with people.
He didn't know.
Ranging from texting apps to email.
It's the same service you provide.
Well, we provide a number of different services.
Is Twitter the same as what you do?
Oh,
it overlaps with a portion of what we do.
You don't think you have a monopoly?
It certainly doesn't feel like that to me.
Okay.
I think we've been going now for just under 2 hours, so I think what we'll do is...
We do a few more.
Zuckerberger. Are you...
We call him Zuckerberger.
Zuckerberger.
Hey, Zuckerberger.
Zucker...
With cheese.
Maybe that's whenever Zuckerberg's going to go into the restaurant business. Make
I do
the
feel
Zuckerbergers.
Like they're bullying him a little.
Well,
like,
of course they are.
Just berating him with questions.
Of course they are, because the cameras are on.
Yeah, and again, they're asking questions because they don't know
right.
what Facebook is.
Right,
which is not the point of this interrogation.
No, it's not. Yeah, here, educate me. Well, you know, we'll see.
Maybe you should have done your research.
And now here's one of the things that I do have to say as far as coming up today, and that is Congressman Bill Flores is pretty much plugged into that kind of technology.
Oh,
stuff.
Sure.
I mean, he
sure.
is.
He's done Facebook Live videos.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you see what he does with his town halls, and that upsets mm-hmm. some people. But he is very, very capable and competent about doing that.
He's much more advanced than
he actually
other
is.
People in the House and
in
yeah,
the Senate. So anyway,
the old white people. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, that's
Scott?
Basically what I'm trying to say. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Well,
so,
and that's the thing too. If you're Mark Zuckerberg, and I've got my own thoughts, and I'm not saying that he is not to be blamed in a lot of this stuff, but when you're asking him to start pointing out the competition,
yeah,
why would he do that? Yeah, well, why would you do that? Why would you be like, oh, you know what? Yeah, there's lots of people who go to Twitter and Instagram, you know, and those have a lot of things that we don't. They provide people with a lot of things that we should go away from our product.
Well, which is interesting because when these elected officials are running for office, they never say their opponent's name. They always say, my opponent does such
my
and such.
Opponent.
My opponent does such and such. And now they're asking Zuckerberg to name names. But once again, it's different rules.
Unless, of course, you're talking about the Prez and he'll just make up nicknames for people.
Hey, how about those tweets?
Oh, man.
Fire tweets this morning.
Yeah. Intense tweets this morning from our dear Prez.
Wait, well, let me find my little intro.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since we've done Donald Trump tweets.
Trump tweets, so let me see if it.
Because we've done that.
You're looking them up, I know. So.
Pew, pew. All right.
There it is. Okay, I found it. There
ready?
Trump tweets.
Yeah.
All right, so 2 hours ago, he started with this one. The failing New York Times wrote another phony story. It was a political pundit, Doug Schoen, not a Ukrainian businessman, who asked me to do a short speech by phone, Skype,
right.
Hosted by Doug in Ukraine. I was very positive about Ukraine, another negative to fake Russia sea story.
Oh, yeah.
He continues, so much fake news about what is going on in the White House. Very calm and calculated, with a big focus on open and fair trade with China, the coming North Korea meeting, and of course, the vicious gas attack in Syria. Feels great to have Bolton and Larry Kay on board. We are doing things that nobody thought possible, despite the never-ending and corrupt Russia investigation, which takes tremendous time and focus. No collusion or obstruction, other than I fight back. So now they do the unthinkable and raid a lawyer's office for information. Bad.
Bad. I like it. Hit it. Yeah, bad.
Okay, so then we've got two halves of this one. Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming nice and new and smart. You should not be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it.
Man.
Yeah. And then 39 minutes ago, this was his final tweet this morning. Our relationship with Russia is worse now than it has ever been, and that includes the Cold War. There is no reason for this. Russia needs us to help with their economy, something that would be very easy to do, and we need all nations to work together. Stop the arms race, ?
Man. It's,
yeah.
He's fired up this morning.
He is fired up this morning.
Well, I mean, again, he's. I guess what he's trying to figure out is what he can and cannot do. And Congress is scared because it looks like they want to put some sort of protection in there so that he can't go after Robert Mueller. So we'll see. It's just lots of drama there.
If Donald Trump just didn't have Twitter.
I know.
Or if he just had
then
somebody.
Then we'd all be so bored.
Well, we would.
We'd be so bored. But, man, it just, some of the stuff you say just shooting off
and
your mouth.
And it's there forever.
Yes,
it's there forever.
Yes.
All right,
he doesn't care about that.
No.
He just,
here we go. It's the dirtiest fruits and vegetables according to Environmental Working Group.
Okay.
Yeah. Vegetables got to be more dirty because they grow in the dirt.
You're right. Good point. Every year since 2004, they've put together this list of shopper's guides to pesticides in produce.
Yeah, this is more about the chemicals
yeah.
that are used.
All right, so this
not
is
not growing in dirt.
No, but here they are. Number 10 is celery.
Okay.
So just stay away from celery.
Yeah.
The peanut
yeah.
butter, I think, even sings out.
Yeah, number... Yeah, please. And pimento cheese.
Yes.
Number 9, tomatoes. Number 8, pears. Number 7, cherries. Then peaches and grapes. Then apples. Here are your top 3.
All right, here we go.
Nectarines.
Okay.
Nah.
Spinach.
Spinach.
Oh, spinach,
yay.
Really?
Stay away from spinach. And number 1 would be...
strawberries.
Yes.
Wow. Did you know that already, Reeves?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it was a semi-guess, but I was also a semi, I was sure that that was correct.
I mean, you're into fruit and vegetables and
well,
stuff.
Well, and it's all of the produce that you eat the skin.
Right.
And then if you think of a strawberry skin, I feel like it's even more like absorbing than others.
It is.
And
that's
so
right.
It's harder to like get them really clean.
As
and
opposed
wash
to, for instance, an apple.
Right. An apple's skin, yep. It's a little bit easier to clean. Yep.
Apple, you just wipe it on your shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Ready to go.
But anyway, they're delicious, but they're really, really scary. Yeah. Okay, right. So just remember that. Speaking of good stuff to eat, happiest place on earth dishes up the Disney food blog, which will tell you, I guess, stuff that you can pay a whole lot of money for when you're at the Disney parks. They're offering the Dole Whip Donuts. Dole Whip Donuts.
Dole.
Okay.
A creation that features pineapple filling. Yuck.
Oh.
Lightly toasted meringue and a big... Yeah, I mean, really?
You don't like pineapple?
I like pineapple, but
pineapple.
Not filling. I mean, just give me pineapple.
Right.
Do you want some sort of...
I like fresh pineapple. Or grilled pineapple's good, too.
Yeah. Do you want some sort of gelatinous pineapple stuff jammed into a donut? Pineapple jelly. Tell me that would be good.
My grandmother makes this dessert called pineapple fluff.
All right,
and it's my brother's favorite.
Okay,
and he asks for it every time we go. And it's, but yeah, that's what it kind of reminds me of.
Is it fluffy?
It's got like a Cool Whip thing.
Yeah.
It's got the canned pineapple. It's got some graham cracker pie crust thing going on.
Right.
I don't really know. But
you can get a small piece of it.
Doesn't strike my fancy.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Better go with the real thing. And you're right, grilled is pretty good too.
Yeah,
hey, 721.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown.
Brenham National Bank will be celebrating its 85th birthday on Thursday, April 12th. Come by any of our branches and celebrate our special day. Just think about that. 85 years of service to the Brazos Valley. Wouldn't you really rather bank with us? See you on the 12th.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Member FDIC.
Since 1933.
I know we did that. 722, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, today is National Pet Day.
Yep.
It's National Pet Day.
All the pets.
So, you already know what the top two are, right?
Cats and dogs.
Okay.
Dogs and cats.
Yeah, dogs and cats is number one. Okay, what's number three?
Ferrets.
Squirrels.
Squirrels.
Fish.
It's fish. It is. It's
really,
fish.
You can't
it is.
Play with a... Every time I've taken my fish out to play with it, he doesn't play back.
I know. Well, and the deal is, you know, you don't have to feed them very often.
Nope.
You know, like once every 4 days, you put some of that
stuff,
whatever it is, it comes in the, everybody's got the yellow and brown container, right? I mean, of fish food. Right.
And make sure that you put ones in that are going to get along, because if they don't get along.
Oh, that's another, well, that could be entertainment. Yeah. You know, chasing the other one around.
Yeah. My brother has fish that eat other fish.
Wow.
But they don't eat each other?
Well,
they get along.
There's two of them.
Ah, right, there you
there
go.
Used to be three.
But then he feeds them little fish.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's like cannibalistic. It's
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Baby piranha. Yeah,
yeah, something
so
like that.
Number one is dog. Number two, cat. Number three, fish.
Birds.
Birds is number four.
Birds.
You want to be on like Family Feud? So
I know, right? I've got strawberries already
I know.
This morning.
Wow. All right, you're on a roll.
Thing.
All right.
Well, food and pets. Food and
That's
pets.
It.
That's
number
like two
five
of my
is,
favorite things.
Oh, so what's the deal with the BarkBox?
Oh, I haven't gotten one yet. It usually ships in the middle of the month.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Did we talk about the March BarkBox?
Did we talk about
I don't
the
think
March?
We did. I don't remember what you got.
Was there
Do
a
you
leprechaun?
Remember?
It was,
you have a leprechaun.
Did I get March? I need to check my
hey.
Records.
Hey.
I do feel like it's been a while since
we haven't talked about it. I know
was
that.
Was it the art-themed one? I'll check. I'll
Maybe
check.
Somebody came by and swiped it off
could
of your
be.
Stoop.
Porch Pirate got it.
Yeah.
Oh, my
yep.
gosh.
Number five is hamsters, gerbils, and mice.
Okay.
Okay.
Ugh.
Number six,
little
pet.
Rodents, basically.
Okay. Yeah. So to give you percentages, dogs is 45%, cats is 30%.
Okay.
Everybody
so
else is
pretty,
in single
yeah.
digits. Now we're getting down to like 2% and 1%. Number six is horses.
Okay. They're just expensive. I think maybe more people would
have
them.
And they take up a lot of space.
Number seven, snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then guinea pigs. I don't know why guinea pigs is different from
rodents,
hamsters
yeah.
and gerbils
They're
and mice.
They're all the same.
Yeah. Number nine is iguanas. And number 10, of course, would be tarantulas.
Oh.
Yo.
Hey, Scott.
Yep.
I have fish because they don't bark all night. They never poop on the carpet. And if they die, it's not a tragedy.
Yes, sir. You're right.
Well,
reasons.
You don't love your fish enough.
No, there's that, but you know, if you think
you
about it,
you just never get that emotional attachment.
An aquarium can be very tranquil.
No, that is true.
You know, from that standpoint,
yeah. And if you have like a little gurgling thing,
I don't know why in the world the fish continue to swim in the same places over and over again. They've already been there, but you know, aside from that,
yeah, that would get kind of old. Do you think fish ever get bored?
How would you know?
I don't know. But there needs to be a scientific study if fish ever get bored. Because dogs get bored,
all
right?
All we need, yeah.
Cats get bored.
There needs to be funding for that.
Yeah.
Here's two that don't get along. A lady in Arizona shot a video of a brawl between a rattlesnake and a coyote.
I saw this.
Did
in
you?
Scottsdale, yeah.
Oh, my.
Annie Kane spotted the unusual standoff on Sunday morning in the town of Mesa. The dramatic clip showed the coyote and the rattler lunging at one another several times in the middle of the street. Neither one appears to do any damage to the other. The video ends before the outcome of the fight is clear. A similar one last week with a bobcat squaring off.
That's the one that I saw. Yeah, okay. It was the bobcat.
The rattler managed to bite the cougar, but in the end, I think the cat won that one. So there you are. Hey, it's nature. I mean, that's what National Geographic's all about.
So I follow on Twitter. Scott, I know you don't have Twitter, but maybe Chelsea would be interested.
Sure.
Nature is scary. It's a Twitter account, and they just show crazy videos of, you know, animals
crazy
doing their thing.
Stuff.
Yeah, and it's pretty neat.
Okay. Well, that's, we got some channel for that, don't we? I mean,
probably a Discovery Channel.
They could be doing that.
Hey, I did get a BarkBox back in March, and it was art themed. The Academy of Fine Arts. We got
very nice.
We received Bob Toss the squirrel.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
And then a primary, and then like a little stuffed. It looks like an art easel.
Oh.
And then the treats, we got surreally good treats.
Oh,
like you know, yeah. Surrealist. Uh-huh. And then masterpiece morsels was the other.
Did you get
treat,
a beret for your dog to wear?
No. Yeah. She got the squirrel.
Oh, the squirrel.
And,
yeah.
And then the palette.
All
so,
right. We'll look forward. To
I'm
April
looking forward to
soon.
April. Yes.
I can't believe it wasn't St. Patty's Day theme.
They don't really do, like, and even February wasn't Valentine's Day themed because people get them shipped at different times.
Oh.
So mine's shipped in the middle of the month. I probably would have gotten it after St. Patrick's Day.
Sure.
I
so
got you.
They tend to, Christmas, yes, but they tend to stay away from the holidays,
the rest
I think.
Of those things. Okay. Makes sense. Yep. All right. Very good. It's 7:27. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. About 80 today with sunshine out there. Winds out of the east at 5 to 15, down to 59 tonight. Then we'll be in the 80s on Thursday and Friday. Now, Friday, a 40% chance of rain during the day, 50% later in the day, and then a 60% chance of rain on Friday night that'll carry over till early Saturday, probably done by about 9 in the morning on Sunday, and then Saturday, and then we'll be up to 67 degrees, and then near 70 with sunshine on Sunday, what they're telling us at least right now. Winds are calm, and we've got 48 out there.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
For years, the food Nazis have pressured cereal companies to get rid of sugar in order to fight childhood obesity. So cereal makers ditch the sugar. But the kids still got fat. And it looks like the days of appeasement are over now because the Wall Street Journal says that sugar is coming back. Kellogg's killed off its lower sugar version of Frosted Flakes. After a backlash, General Mills scrapped its all-natural tricks and brought back the original, complete with artificial colors and artificial flavors, the way it ought to be. Catering to the food Nazis hurt the cereal maker's bottom line. Cereals created to attract the health conscious, like Cheerios with added protein or Frosted Flakes with high fiber, they didn't sell. Nobody bought them. Over the last 5 years, cereal sales dropped 11%, so sugar is coming back to sweeten things up. Now, these cereal makers could have saved themselves a lot of grief if they had simply paid attention to me years ago or to Michelle Obama's school lunches. She replaced the foods that kids like with what she thought they should eat. and they ended up dumping her healthy choices into the garbage and sneaking off to fast food places. Consumers want Cheerios that taste like Cheerios, Trix with artificial colors, Frosted Flakes frosted with sugar, and they're going to get all of that again. It's a great day in America for you and for sugar, and hopefully a first step to more stuff like this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My good friends, you have heard me wax eloquently for years now about Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. So when you hear Mahindra, I'm sure a hardworking, reliable, and bright red tractor is the first thing that comes to mind. But my good friends at Mahindra have an all-new utility vehicle, too. It's called the Mahindra Retriever, and it's built from the ground up right here in America. And listen to these specs. 83 horsepower engine, 60 mile per hour top speed, 2,500 pounds of towing capacity, and a 3-year warranty. So hurry in, see your Mahindra dealer for a test drive, or learn more about Mahindra tractors and the new Retriever at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 47 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is taking the next step in converting the former municipal golf course and adjacent land into a super park.
The council's dipping into reserves to pay an unbudgeted $487,000 to hire a consultant. The one chosen out of 13 to express interest will do a preliminary design and a preliminary engineering report. That also includes collecting public input and doing an environmental report. Park design will also contemplate the impact the super park will have on the city's drainage system. All that's supposed to be done by the end of September. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says the consultant will not only transform the former golf course, but consider the impact on the adjacent Aston Recreation Area and Williamson Park.
Are there some improvements that we could make, for example, at Aston? Certainly. And so we'd want to make sure that all that ties together, that that neighborhood component continues to exist because it's such an important part for the neighborhood. But then they've also identified that there's a lot of different connectivities that exist, including to Travis Park. And so absolutely, what they have shared with us and what we've shared with them is we want to make sure that whatever ends up being on this footprint continues to serve not just the neighborhood, but then also can be a regional draw.
The consultant stands to earn another $1 to $4 million for the final design, overseeing the bidding and awarding of a construction bid and supervising the construction. That's based on the construction cost of between $10 and $50 million. There was no council discussion about the funding source for the final design and construction. City's conceptual plan calls for two sets of four baseball softball fields, each with its own restaurant, along with seven football and soccer fields, four basketball courts, pickleball and badminton courts, sand volleyball, an all-inclusive playground, and an amphitheater. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two retirement announcements were made at yesterday's Brazos County Commissioners Court meeting. Commissioner Steve Aldrich, who is the county's representative on the health board, said Director Ken Bost will be leaving in mid-July.
Who, after 34 years of service, has decided that it is time for him to move on to the next phase of life, and I wanted to call that to everyone's attention so all of us could, when we see him, to offer him great appreciation for his work on behalf of public health in Brazos County.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says the only general manager in the history of the Brazos County Expo, Tom Quarles, is retiring April 30th.
11 and a half years, I believe. We hired Tom before we actually started construction on the Expo. Tom had retired from the Houston Livestock Show.
Commissioners discussed the upcoming Expo vacancy in executive session yesterday morning without taking action. The new health department director will be hired by the health board, which is made up of representatives from the county and the Twin Cities. A tough struggle is how the Bryan School Board president describes efforts this semester to implement the district's latest plan to bus students after it was modified after Christmas break following problems last fall.
Transportation is one of those areas that I don't know if it's ever 100% perfect for everybody, but we're definitely getting kids to and from school on time and safely.
Mark McCall provided the update during his visit this week on the Infomaniacs.
We still hear from parents that we're not on time, we're not getting our kids there on time, we're not getting them home on time when we say we would. So we're still working through that.
But we think we've got it pretty well fixed.
I think we're definitely on the right track.
McCall says implementing the new plan did not get off as well as hoped because the district's transportation director had the flu for 3 weeks in January. A week after the Bryan School District bought property and buildings for a new career and technology campus, construction of a similar facility has stopped in the district where Bryan Superintendent Christy Whitbeck, her chief of staff, and the boys' basketball coach at Rudder High used to work.
Construction work is now on hold at one area after workers uncovered an historic cemetery. The Fort Bend County School District is in the process of building the James Reese Career and Technical Center. That's when workers stumbled upon the site. The Texas Historical Commission is working with the district to find out who is buried there and how old the cemetery might be. The school district bought the land in 2011. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Warmer weather will be with us to stay sooner or later, and with last month's big storms, that means mosquitoes are coming soon. The cities of Bryan and College Station are again offering mosquito dunks to homeowners. College Station's Neighborhood Services Director Barbara Moore says they have two types of dunks.
The ones that we use are commercial grade, and now there are some new ones that are about the size of a pill or a piece of candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah, and those are proven to be just as effective. Mm-hmm.
College Station residents can pick up dunks at the Neighborhood Services and City Secretary's offices in Bryan. Go to the Municipal Services Building on Waco Street. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 47 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 3rd.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2018-2019 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated Malik. Feel the difference.
High pressure sliding east of the area. That means our nice weather will give way to warmer and cloudier conditions. We'll have sunshine and breezy weather today. High is 75 to 80. Increasingly cloudy, breezy overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds and a few breaks of sun tomorrow. Breezy with a chance of an afternoon shower, 80 to 85. Scattered showers tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms and windy for Friday. Highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball got the big win over Texas last night in the Lone Star Showdown. Coach Rob Childress following the victory.
Just a super environment, as good as you could ask for. Couldn't be more grateful, thankful, appreciative of the 12th man showing up in full force tonight. Great energy from the word go.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up about that matchup, also touching on plenty of other Aggie sports, Rangers and Astros, and Rockets and Mavericks, all that more coming up in sports.
There you go, 7:39. Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you again.
Yep, you were with us in the control room last week. Now you're back up there. Tell us what transpired while you were back in the district.
Well, we were back in the district for 18 days during our spring work period, and it was great. I mean, I got to spend time with well over 200 constituents in terms of being able to have face-to-face conversations with them. And then if you add the folks that were at the air show on the Heart of Texas air show up in Waco on Friday and Saturday, it was in the thousands. So it was great to be back in Texas. It had been a long time because our schedule had been oriented toward D.C. this year. So it was good to be able to find out what's happening in the real world. And what I came away with is that most of the folks on Main Street are really happy with what's going on today in their lives.
No matter what, there are always people who would like to have time with you that didn't get a chance to. Tell us a little bit about what happens if you're a group or even an individual who wants to try to be able to carve out some time.
Well, the first thing that they need to do is they need to call into our office or fill out the online web request form that we have on our website and, you know, be respectful and then also be flexible. They've got to understand that we have hundreds of, if not thousands of people have request meetings, and we try to get to them as quickly as we can, and we try to be as flexible as we can, but understand with that many people that want a part of your time, there's got to be some flexibility. We have some people that don't seem to understand that, and then they write nasty letters to the editor about it, which don't turn out to be exactly factually correct. But we try to work with everybody, and we don't. There's nobody that's off limits in terms of having meetings. And we over the course of the last 16 months during this congressional term, I met with thousands of people in one-on-one meetings in my offices, not only in Washington, but also in Waco and Bryan-College Station in Austin.
Legislatively, let's turn our attention to what you've got ahead of you this week.
We have three financial services bills to roll back pieces of Dodd-Frank that are harming the economy and making it difficult for people to get capital to finance their lives or to finance their businesses. These have all been part of a larger bill called the Choice Act, which passed on a bipartisan basis out of the House, but which the Senate won't take up. So by breaking these up into smaller pieces, we've been able to get bigger bipartisan votes and then hopefully send them to the Senate, get the Senate to get off the rears and get these things passed to try to deal with the economic drag that Dodd-Frank's had on the economy.
I just have to say, if you have a friend who's a banker and you're trying to talk to him not about borrowing money or making your payment, if you want to just talk to him about what Dodd-Frank has done to the banking industry, they can tell you.
It's horrible. And then the big deal on the floor this week in the House is we're going to attempt to pass a balanced budget amendment, a resolution to propose a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. The last time we did this about 4 years ago, it came up short of getting the two-thirds vote required in the House. I'm hopeful that we can get there this time. So far, the other side of the aisle has indicated they don't want to have anything to do with a balanced budget amendment. That's disappointing to me.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. And for the last 2 weeks, we've talked about that today is the day that Mark Zuckerberg comes before the committee that you sit on. And we've grown up watching important hearings on television long before C-SPAN showed up. Now with C-SPAN, you can see everything that you want. But I don't know how many people are on the committee, but how do you parse out the different areas that are going to be explored during this so that you're not asking the same questions over and over?
Well, unfortunately, there are 55 people on the committee, and unfortunately, there are some people that are not tuned in during the questioning prior to their time in the spotlight. And so quite often we do have questions that are duplicated or questions that don't reflect a good understanding of the issue that's going to be discussed. So that's always kind of entertaining to watch those things. We saw some of them in the Senate questioning yesterday. That said, most of us try to keep our ear into the conversation so that we can hear what's going on, and then to fine-tune our questions so that it's different, that it and that it goes to the core policy issues. Now, what you're going to see today is going to be somewhat political theater, I think. That's unfortunate because we really do need to get at the policies for fairness and privacy in the future, and that's where I'm going to focus my questions. And my hope is that my question is unique enough that it will be helpful not only to us as policymakers, but also to the public to know what's been going on.
Can you kind of give us an idea where you want to go?
Well, yeah, if you look at history, there have always been organizations that have gotten big. They've become monopolies. They've become arrogant and detached from society. And when those things happen, typically policymakers come in and reset the playing field. You can think about the one big oil company in particular back in the beginning of the last century. You can think about a big telecommunications company from the middle of the last century. Well, Facebook is there today. And so we're going to have what I refer to as privacy 2.0 and fairness 2.0. And I'm going to lay out what I think that means as a policymaker, and then ask Mr. Zuckerberg how he would rebuild his business to fit that new policy environment.
You know, that's an interesting concept because it sounds like, hey, I came up with a really good idea, but now government's going to come in and sidetrack that. So what would you say to that?
Well, it's not to sidetrack. It's just to make sure that the balance of power between everyday people, hardworking American families, and these big organizations is level. And that's all we're talking about trying to do. When you think about privacy, for instance, when you think about the virtual Scott DeLucia that we see on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, that belongs to you. And that should remain your property unless you specifically release it to be used by others. But before you specifically release it to be used by others, you need to know what they do with it, how they harvest it, how they process it, what algorithms they apply to it, who they sell it to, how much they get for selling it, and anything else that they do that, because that belongs to you. And I think just the way things work today, when you read the standard, when you sign up for a new service of some kind, and this is not just social media, this is a lot of technologically focused applications, you're basically checking a box for a bunch of fine print that you haven't read, and you're releasing a whole bunch of privacy. Look, we have strict privacy regulations in this country for banking, for healthcare, for all kinds of businesses, and I think those same things need to apply to the technology center, where the technology space, where it's upfront, and you continue to be held private. Your data is held privately until you explicitly release it, and you're doing it because you have wording that's simple and easy to understand, and then bold print, not hidden behind some kind of a fine print.
Sure. Finally, nuts and bolts. What time do y'all get started? What time do you think you'll be done?
We start at 10 Eastern time, so roughly a little over an hour. This could go 4 hours. I'm hoping that we can be done in less than three. I've got an event that I really need to go to at 12:30, so I'm hoping we can be done before then. Just depends on how long the bloviated goes before me. We've cut the question time for each member from 5 minutes to 4 minutes. Hopefully it'll go quickly.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. We'll look forward to hearing the testimony today and your questions.
That sounds good. Next week we'll talk about Mueller and his out-of-control investigation.
We will do that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Mowing season is here, and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Child's Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatment and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
There's a crucial life skill missing among teenagers. Far too many seem incapable of resisting negative influences at crucial points in their lives. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The good news is your kids can learn to say no. Just keep in mind, you have to let them start with you. The word no is an important boundary. We use it to separate ourselves from others. Without it, we can't have our own opinions or beliefs, and our individuality can get swept away by others more willing to speak their mind. Sadly, the reluctance to express opinions often begins at home. When a child tells a parent no or disagrees over some matter, it's considered backtalk. And how does the parent usually react? I know I've reacted by giving my boys a stern warning that it better not happen again. But now I wonder, have I done the right thing? Perhaps kids dread taking a stand against the outside influences when their opinion at home is so readily dismissed. Of course, a child shouldn't be allowed to speak disrespectfully to a parent or dismiss their authority, but kids learn to take value in their opinions and themselves when their parents value their perspective. So as long as your child behaves respectfully, give them room to have an opinion, even if it differs from yours. It'll give them confidence to stand behind what they believe out in the real world when it truly counts. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Here's the cold, hard truth about hard water in our homes. Nearly 90% of America is affected by it. Hard water contains harsh minerals that can dry out skin and hair. Hard water can raise our electricity bill by up to 48%. It even creates buildup in pipes that can lead to pathogenic bacteria growth. Stressed out yet? Don't be. Salt-based water softeners can solve all your hard water issues. Get the full scoop at alittlesalt.org.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. The 369th installment of the Lone Star Showdown was held last night at Bluebell.
Turns on it. Base hit. Picked up in a hurry by the left fielder. Here comes the throw home, and he is safe. We score both runs. Coleman goes to second with a double. First run scored easily. The throw from Hibbler, the left fielder, bounced in and a good block and then dropped.
Dave South with a call on the zone. That double would make it 6-3 A&M in the bottom of the sixth. The bullpen would struggle, but it would hold as the 19th-ranked Aggies edge Texas 6-5. Here's Coach Rob Childress after the victory.
Just a super environment, as good as you could ask for. Couldn't be more grateful, thankful, appreciative of the 12th man showing up in full force tonight. Great energy from the word go. And Chandler, I thought, did a nice job. Had some traffic on the bases, but made pitches to get us through three. And offensively, we grabbed the lead early. And, you know, both bullpen started mixing and matching. And
you know, we were able to withstand a couple innings that could have gotten away from us, made some pitches get off the field. But probably the biggest at bat of the night, turns out, was Hunter Coleman's 9-pitch at bat. Just stayed in the fight and, you know, finally got a ball out over the plate and got a big hit.
With the victory, the Maroon and White improved to 24-9 on the year, while Texas sees its 6-game win streak snapped. Texas A&M had two athletes selected for SEC Weekly Honors, as Devin Dixon was named the Men's Runner of the Week and Sammy Watson was chosen as the Women's Freshman of the Week. Dixon finished in first place in the 400 meters at last weekend's Houston Alumni Invitational, while Watson took home honors in the 800 meters. Texas A&M women's golfer Maddie Zarek won her second consecutive tournament yesterday, winning the Dell McNamara Invitational by 2 strokes. Now, Zarek was one of 5 Aggies to finish in the top 25, leading the Maroon and White to a second-place finish as a team. Well, both the Astros and the Rangers came up a little short last night. Dallas Keuchel gave up 3 runs in just 4 innings of work as Houston fell to Minnesota 4-1. With the loss, Keuchel is now 0-2 on the young season.
Under no circumstance do I feel like I'm out of sync or anything. So that's the good news out of all of this. But very frustrating not being competitive early, and especially in cold weather.
The Astros will look to bounce back this afternoon when they wrap up their series with the Twins at 12:10. Meanwhile, Mike Trout and Andrelton Simmons each went deep as the LA Angels blasted Texas 11-1. Rangers starter Martin Perez took his first L of the year, serving up 8 runs in 3 innings of work. Game 3 of the series is set for tonight at 7:05 in Arlington, with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the hardwood, the Dallas Mavericks capped off their lowly year with a 124-97 loss to Phoenix yesterday. Now, some good news, Dirk Nowitzki has announced he will be returning for a 21st season.
It's hard for me at this point to commit further than 1 year, or say 1 year is it. I just kind of want to see how it goes. I'm hoping that this ankle will give me a lot of relief next year, and then we'll go from there.
Nowitzki, who turns 40 in June, underwent season-ending ankle surgery last week. Chris Paul scored 22 points, and James Harden added 21 points and 10 assists as the Houston Rockets topped the LA Lakers last night, 105-99. The best team in basketball will look to end its regular season on a high note as it pays a visit to Sacramento this evening at 9:30. Meanwhile, the San Antonio Spurs have already clinched a playoff berth, but they'll look to wrap up the regular slate on a high note as they visit New Orleans at 7 o'clock. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and due to the recent hailstorm, many of you now have damaged vehicles. Now, fortunately, Team Ford in Navasota was not hit with hail, is currently low on pre-owned inventory, and has hundreds of vehicles to trade during Truck Month. So bring in your hail damage trade and take advantage of huge Truck Month savings at Team of Navasota today. Call or click myteamford.com. Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with two of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As Brazos County District Clerk, I will focus all of my energy on 3 priorities: public service, service to the courts, and employee efficiency and retention. As District Clerk, the clerk's office will improve in all 3 of these priorities, creating an office that would be admired not just in the region, but throughout the state of Texas. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, in the Republican runoff election on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, here's the yodeling kid yesterday on Ellen.
I got a feeling that got him blue. Oh, Lord, did my baby say goodbye?
He's 11.
Lord, I don't know what I do. All I do is set inside.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. you do me, you do you. She's got the kind of loving that I love to hear when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream.
It just puts a smile on my face.
Exactly. Hopped on an airplane with his grandparents and flew for the first time ever.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just so he could sit
down
there.
He definitely sounds better in this take than he did in Walmart.
In the original, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the musical accompaniment, right? Did he have that in Walmart?
No, probably not.
I guess not,
yeah. There you go.
Oh, he's so cute.
So she got him tickets to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, very cool.
Which is kind of fun, and Yankees are going, wow, what's that song? That's a brand new song, huh? It was written in 1922.
That's pretty good, really.
Yeah, yeah, it's not bad. So there you go. His name is Mason Ramsey. And
Mason.
He's doing fine till his voice changes.
True.
And then they'll go.
And then you're going to be like,
yeah, that's right. Who's that kid? Yeah. Sounds It'll like he could. Yeah.
I yodeled whenever I went through the change.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Sounds like he could carry a tune. Which,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
He'll have that going for him, that's for sure.
What was it? Billy Gilman? Wasn't that the kid saying the voice or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. Up to a point. Mm. All right, it's going to be 79 today. It's 52 right now. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.